This is Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we try to unjumble an important and sometimes under-the-radar statewide story that affects you. Jake, I recently got to the Capitol and realized that I was walking into a yearly tradition at the state Capitol.
Ooh, I know this one. It's when road funding talks fall apart.
Yes, that was also happening, but that's not what I'm thinking of.
Oh, man.
Instead, I walked in on open carry day at the state Capitol.
Ah, nothing like walking into work surrounded by people with assault rifles on their backs.
It is a little jarring. It gets me every year. But this is one of, actually, probably one of the more well-known examples of activism that goes on at the state Capitol. You know, grassroots organizations and sometimes even bigger organizations will hold rallies at the Capitol. They will meet with lawmakers where they're really just trying to get the representatives and senators in Lansing to focus on an issue that they care passionately about. Now, we can contrast this, however, with a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes, and I'm thinking specifically about lobbying and even more specifically campaign contributions and wining and dining that goes on.
Absolutely, and there was an actual pretty explosive report that came out this week from the Michigan Campaign Finance Network that didn't get quite as many headlines or posts on social media as Open Carry Day, but the Michigan Campaign Finance Network reports that registered lobbyists reported spending more than, get ready for this number, $517,000 on food and drink purchases for state office holders over the first 7 months of 2019. That's just the first 7 months. $517,000. I still can't believe that number. So we felt like we had to put that into some context. So I gave Craig Mauger a call. He's the director of the Michigan Campaign Finance Network.
Some of the lawmakers have received so far, two of them have received more than $5,000 in free food and drink. Those totals are larger than, you know, what we usually see for an entire year.
That's a lot of tacos.
It's a lot of tacos. It's a lot of food. It is probably also who knows, but I'm guessing some of this is on the drink side of things because, you know, when you go for a meal out, that tends to be what drives the bill up from people that I talk to who run in these circles.
Okay, so maybe more tequila than tacos, Shayna, but I mean, it's interesting to hear about this. The thing that is tough with these kinds of reports is it's not always easy to draw a direct line between what this kind of spending means for policy decisions that lawmakers make.
Exactly, and I've done a few campaign finance stories in the past, and whenever you ask representatives and senators about these contributions, be they to their political action committee or to, you know, different dinners and lunches that they've received, they always say that, you know, this doesn't have an impact on the way that they vote. This has nothing to do with that. They're just going and hearing and listening to these people, and they're just getting support from them in one way or another. But that doesn't mean that they are going to sway the lawmaker in how they vote. But at the end of the day, it does leave people to wonder that if these people don't have any influence on these lawmakers, then why are they spending so much money on tequila and tacos?
Right. You're not just going to spend $517,000 and not expect something in return. So what can you, the listener, do? I mean, to arm yourself with information, you can put this into some more context by going to mcfn.org. That's the Michigan Campaign Finance Network's website. It's a really good way to put into context who is spending this money and what they might want.